The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter of At-Taghabun, has messages for us that we need to look at. Verse 11 says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then after stating this fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. And whoever believes in Allah, he will guide their heart. Whoever believes in Allah, God will guide their hearts. Now, if you want to guide someone, you need to know things. Well, God knows everything. Everything. So he's the one that can provide guidance. No one else knows everything. Everyone else is jahil. Unless God gives them, like the Prophet, like the Ahlul Bayt, and whoever else, as he said, مَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. When he gives that guidance to the heart of the believer, then that believer will know. But on their own, no. Allah will guide them. Allah's Surah Al-Dhuha, which we read, says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. This doesn't mean that at a time the Prophet, God forbid for me saying this, this isn't intended, some people have misunderstood it, saying that it means that there was a time that the Prophet was not guided, God found him misguided, lost, or using the wording of the verse, and did he not find you lost and he guided you? And so they understand it in this way, wrongly. This is a wrong understanding. That at age 40, perhaps, or a little before that, whenever there's a time that the Prophet is found to be lost, he's not guided. What does that mean? He's misguided. He's lost. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't know. He hasn't been provided with guidance. He's lost. Then guidance came. This is a very, very wrong understanding, and it's because the verses of the Quran have not been thought over and reflected upon thoroughly enough. Firstly, that is not the only thing that this could mean. And secondly, besides the verses of the Quran that can be provided, if the Prophet was just like everybody else is lost, he's lost as well. So what was the point of choosing this particular person out of all the lost people of the world? Just eeny, meeny, miny, mo, just, oh, it doesn't matter, just somebody. Well, if it's just somebody, why didn't he take Abu Sufyan? Why wasn't Abu Sufyan? No. What the Prophet ﷺ has said, what the Quran tells us about who the Prophet was as a person. No. And then that verse, that's not the only way of interpreting it. If it was the only way of understanding it, then we would have to accept it in that way or think, oh, is that even the Quran? Is it not? Should we even believe in the Quran? Because it wouldn't make sense. Would have those other problems. But no, that's وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا. He found you in and of himself, the Prophet in and of himself. Right here, the Quran regarding a mu'min. Is a mu'min guided? No, يَهْدِ قَلْبَ. God guides him. Now, when God guides him, is that guidance the mu'min's guidance or is it God's guidance? Is that mu'min in and of, after the guidance is given? When, even the Prophet, when the Prophet is guided, at a time, at any point in time that you see him to be guided, right? So those who have that wrong understanding, let's say when the Prophet became a prophet at age 40, now is he guided or not? They must say, well, of course, yeah, fahada, Okay. So when that hada happens, when God guides, again, the Prophet, in and of himself, does he know on his own, or is it God giving him guidance? It's God giving him guidance. And at that very point that he is guided, he's guided by Allah, not himself. Therefore, he, in and of himself, is the dhal. Everyone is like that. Everyone, in and of themselves, they're dhalim. Allah's God, this is from the Quran. Prophet Yusuf said, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. This nafs will guide, will push towards, will command to evil, to wrong, أَمَّارَ بِالسُّوءِ, bad things. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. So when it commands me to do good things, that's مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That prophet of God, Yusuf, is he guided or not? He is. He says, مَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. This nafs, no, it goes in and of myself, I'll be going the other way. It's God's mercy, God's guidance. So this is called looking at, they call it تَقَدُّمْ رُتْبِي or تَقَدُّمْ تَأَخُرْ رُتْبِي. The difference between that moment where it says, وَجَدَكَ ضَالٌ, being misled and being guided, the تَقَدُّمْ تَأَخُرْ, the precedence, something happening prior to the other, it's one state, then the other, that is not separated by time. And therefore, it isn't such that at a time he was dhal, at another time he was guided. It's rutbi. It's in the rank, if that's the right equivalent. Another way of putting it is, it's looking at it from a hierarchical perspective. In terms of he himself, no, not time-wise, that before and after. No, he himself, there's no guidance. God providing guidance at that level, then when God's guidance comes, not time-wise, it's called rutbi. Anyhow, the point we were mentioning, I had to explain that because sometimes there's confusions that come about and we need to explain every now and then. That verse says, with regards to the Prophet, وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَذَا, guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. We need that guidance. If you believe, if you accept that guidance from Allah, Allah will provide you guidance. Where? يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ, in your heart, you will be guided. This doesn't say God will give you the Quran. The Quran is already there. But does your Quran, does your heart receive the light of the Quran? مَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. Believe in him, then your heart will be guided. God will guide it perhaps through the Quran at times. Directly, you read the verses of the Quran and you get that. Sometimes it's a word of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Superficially, otherwise there's different things in the unseen and the ghaib of this world that we don't want to get into for now. مَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. Your heart will be guided. You'll see the right path. You'll choose the right path because it's clear.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mateen Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyim.
Amen. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.